From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council has unanimously adopted tough new sanctions on North Korea in a bid to curtail its banned nuclear missile programs. Samantha Power is the U.S. U.N. ambassador.
As the resolution that we have adopted today underscores, virtually all of the DPRK's resources are channeled into its reckless and relentless pursuit of weapons of mass destruction. The North Korean government would rather grow its nuclear weapons program than grow its own children.
The resolution calls for mandatory inspection of all cargo going in and out of North Korea. There's also a total arms embargo, restrictions on the sale of coal and gold, iron ore, and titanium. There's a ban on the supply and sale to North Korea of aviation fuel, except for civilian passenger aircraft. Banking sanctions have been tightened, as well as bans on luxury goods. In addition, travel bans and asset freezes have been imposed on 16 new individuals. In a separate action, the U.S. widened its sanctions against Pyongyang, targeting five individuals and a dozen organizations. Early Thursday, the North fired several short-range projectiles into the sea off its east coast. An Egyptian military court Wednesday sentenced seven people to death for the killing of three military academy cadets last April. Five others were given life sentences, two 15 years each, in prison. The roadside bomb killed the cadets in the Nile Delta city of Kafr el-Sheikh. The International Narcotics Control Board warned Wednesday that drug trafficking is becoming a big problem across West Africa. It said the use of synthetic drugs in the region is on the rise. West Africa has been a major transit point for many illicit drugs, including cocaine produced in Latin America and transported to Europe. This is VOA News. White House spokesman Josh Earnest Wednesday said since it was implemented Saturday, the cessation of hostilities in Syria has resulted in an overall reduction in airstrikes against the opposition and civilians. But he expressed concern over reports the government has attacked civilians in places like Latakia, Homs, Amma, and around Damascus.
We're going to monitor these reports of violations. We take them quite seriously. And we're going to continue to strongly urge all parties to exercise restraint and abide by the commitments that were included in the cessation of hostilities. We're also encouraging all of our partners in the ISSG to use their influence with parties on the ground to not engage in actions that put the cessation of hostility at risk.
In Moscow, a Russian foreign ministry spokesman said the ceasefire has been violated 31 times. The Associated Press reported Wednesday Syrian Kurds have captured a hill overlooking a main road to the northern city of Aleppo from the militant group Nusra. Meanwhile, a car bomb in the south Wednesday killed 18 members of a Western-backed rebel coalition. Dozens were wounded in the blast in Kunitra province. The European Union has proposed an emergency fund of $760 million to help Greece and other member states struggling with the migrant crisis. The European Commissioner for Humanitarian Aid and Crisis Management, Christos Stylianides, said Wednesday that half would be provided right away, the rest for the next 2 years.
It allows the European Union to complement humanitarian activities in member states whose administrative and financial response capacities are overwhelmed.
He said the aid package would be in addition to funds already being spent on hotspots and other programs to help countries deal with the crisis and migrant needs. European Council President Donald Tusk said before departing for Ankara Wednesday, he'll press for more intensive engagement with Turkey to implement the deal signed with the EU in November to curb the stream of refugees. U.S., Australian, and Malaysian officials say that based on early reports, a piece of debris found off the coast of Mozambique likely comes from a Boeing 777, the same type of aircraft as the missing Malaysian Airlines flight MH370. Malaysia analyst James Chin of the University of Tasmania in Australia says many Malaysians believe the same thing.
Because last year there was another piece found on Reunion Island, which is located in the same region. So many people in Malaysia are quite optimistic that after the investigation is done on this piece, it will probably end up as another one of the missing pieces for the MH370.
A U.S. official says the debris appears to be the leading edge of the right-hand horizontal stabilizer of the aircraft. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.